Hello. So it has been a while since I've decided to speak, and I'm in a car right now alone, so I felt like this was the perfect opportunity. I'm gonna just continue talking. Hopefully I will not get interrupted. I probably will, my luck. But I would like to say, this week, it was my first week back at school. I completely regret taking 8 a.m. classes, but you know what, whatever. But con to that, more cons on to 8 a.m. classes. I'm taking biology, and then we're talking about our final, which is not until like a lot of months later. On the syllabus, it said your final will be at 7:30 in the morning. Excusez-moi. I'm not excited for that to come. I guess so far school's whatever. I made sure I took obviously I'm not happy with the course I'm taking, but I made sure with the courses I'm gonna take, like, it has to be like with not hard teachers, you know. So if you don't know, now you know. I don't think they do it for high school, and it doesn't really matter for high school, to be honest. But if you are going to college, the Rate My Professor, it did me wonders, to be honest. I've used it every semester. It really helps. I've talked to people about it, and some said that sometimes when they do it and they still choose a class, they've had a bad, not like the greatest experience with the teacher. But I read on Twitter one time this person tweeted out, was like, oh, I was in the grocery store or whatever, and I overheard this girl talking, and she said that she'll go on Rate My Professor if she had a really bad time with that professor and post good reviews about that professor so that people can go through her struggle too. I'm just like, that's what you don't do, okay? What else? So yeah, I just wanted to catch up on school. And obviously, I've said this before, I listen to music like a normal human. And I want to say that all last month, oh, it's still August actually. So all of this month, there has been a lot of music that has been coming out, you know? And I have a list for myself. I am really slow when it comes to listening to albums because when I listen to a new album, I have to be like sitting down. Most of the time I need to be doing nothing. Sometimes I'll do my makeup and I'll manage. I need to be in a certain setting in order to listen to it, in order to understand it, in order to like see like, oh, like this song's really good, I like it, or this album is completely trash. So the two that I finally listened to, I listened to Mac Miller's already. Mac Miller, I love him. Good AM is the bop of all bops. What an amazing album. If you haven't listened to it, I highly suggest it. It's such a good album. Like, that has to be like one of my favorite albums, you know. The Define Feminine, she was cute, you know, she's cute. But, what is his new one called? His new album, Swimming. I liked it. It's really cute, you know. I think, it's more of the softer side. So, if you liked Divine Feminine, I think you would really like that album, too. It gives you, like, that soft, I want to chill vibes. That's mainly what it gave me, vibes. Like, really good vibes. So, I wouldn't mind it. It's not bad. But it's not his best, you know. So, I like it. I'm actually really debating if I want to go to his concert. I am going, but I can never find the balls to actually go online and pay for it because they're really cheap, to be honest, in my opinion. His cheapest seats are $30, and his most expensive is like $140. I'm thinking about getting the $70 one because it's like it's in the middle, so I still get the view and the nice experience. So that's my plan, but I just can never come around. And most likely, I'm going by myself, which I don't mind because I think I would rather do that. None of my 3 friends listen to him, so who cares? And I'm not going to drag my sister around to go with me because she's dragged me around to her concerts and yeah, they're whatever. But I need to do that. I can never do it. I need to do a lot of shopping online, and I don't really like using my credit card. Con for me. I've listened to Astroworld by Travis Scott. I don't really listen to him. Like, I've heard his radio songs. That's about it. I've heard his radio songs, so I was like, oh, everyone's really hyping. Everyone was really excited for his album to finally drop, and he dropped it, so I listened to it. Since I don't really, like, listen to him often, it was a different experience for me. I guess you can say I didn't really like it. I liked, about three songs on there. I believe it was Butterfly Effect and Coffee Bean, something with coffee in it. Like, it was one of the few last songs on there. Those two, they're really nice. I haven't listened to them ever since I listened to them for the first time. But I think I'll go listen to them later today, maybe. Because I really like those, and the one with Drake in it. I only like that one because everyone on Twitter made fun of... Everyone was getting, like, people were making fun of Drake because when he said I only popped half a Xan, and then people were, like, backlashing those people who were making fun of Drake, and they're like, oh, you're just mad that you have to pop 12 Xans in order to get, like, messed up, you know? So I thought that was really funny. So yeah, I think Coffee Bean and Butterfly Effect, those are the ones for me. I like those ones. Those are the ones that really caught my ear when I was listening to them. I need to listen to YG. I want to listen to Ariana Grande. What was the other one? Nicki's. I want to listen to hers. As much as I stan, I love J. Cole. I still never listen to albums. Like, on Pandora, his songs will come on and I listen to them, but I never listen to his album as a whole. So I guess I need to do that. And the Drake one, I thought about listening to it, but doesn't he have, like, 40 songs in that album? And I don't really have the patience for that, to be honest. But I would listen to it just to say, like, hey, yeah, I listened to it. So those are, like, the 50 million I need to listen to. So, yeah, that's on my list. So I'm about to get interrupted. I'll just conclude it and just say thank you for listening. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy the week. Oh, full moon Sunday, so be careful. Be careful, all, and be safe. So thank you for listening, if you ever listen to it all the way through. So thank you very much.